It's 44 degrees in Nashville. Right now, it's partly cloudy. We do expect plenty of sun today with a high in the low 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. The Department of Homeland Security still wants to deport Kilmer Abrego Garcia to Liberia. U.S. attorneys confirmed that to a judge yesterday. That's despite a recent agreement with Costa Rica to take some deportees, and despite arguments from Abrego Garcia that if he's deported, he should go there, not Africa. It's the latest turn in an ongoing court fight that's become a flashpoint for the Trump administration's immigration policies. Abrego Garcia is a Salvadoran national. He's lived in Maryland for years and has an American wife and child. He's been prosecuted in Tennessee over a 2022 traffic stop, a case his lawyers argue is vindictive and should be dismissed. At yesterday's hearing, a government lawyer also suggested that Abrego Garcia could, quote, remove himself to Costa Rica. The judge called that a fantasy, given the pending criminal case, and set another hearing for later this month. Tennessee lawmakers are advancing legislation to give data centers options to produce their own power. It's had unanimous bipartisan support so far, and the conversation has focused on costs. But WPLN's Caroline Eggers says lawmakers have yet to acknowledge its potential impact on pollution.
State Senator Brent Taylor sponsored the bill. He says as data centers spread across Tennessee, he wants to ensure cheap electricity.
This is pretty straightforward legislation. It's designed to protect electrical customers from the growth of these large data centers.
But it's not that simple here in Tennessee. Electricity rates have gone up, but those are controlled by the Tennessee Valley Authority, and TVA is a federal utility. What is clear is that this bill allows data centers to produce their own power or buy power from an independent company. One example is Elon Musk's XAI data centers in Memphis. They're running on large, portable methane gas generators. An analysis this year found that one of the XAI facilities will pollute air enough to drive premature deaths, worsen asthma, and cause heart attacks. That type of fossil fuel use would go unregulated under the proposal. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A two-time Grammy winner and Country Music Hall of Famer recently landed in a Nashville area hospital with a broken neck. 87-year-old Ray Stevens is known for songs like the Mississippi Squirrel Revival and Too Drunk to Fish. Stevens endured a fall in late March. He's now recovering at home. Last summer, Stevens survived a heart attack and surgery and decided afterward to put his West Nashville venue up for sale. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.